A sample reading of 99 Maya, a novel written and narrated by Philip Nolan. A shower of stones and sand ripped across the top of the fissure. Pebbles rattled angrily against the far wall, down the narrow split to blast the bare back of the sleeping sergeant. The startled Marine pushed himself up onto one arm. His head throbbed, and his body ached as he tried to stand. Martel could only roll clumps of dust around on his dry tongue. He looked up from the black shadows of the fissure to a bright blue sky. A thin sliver of sunlight lit the far wall. The ear-piercing screech of a flock of birds screamed in anger, and panic assailed his ears as a second shower of pebbles rattled furiously down upon him. Then a series of low, thunderous booms overwhelmed the cries of the birds. It ended with a hollow, rolling rumble that vibrated his skull and echoed across the valley far below. Martel's body protested as he steadied himself on the boulder using one hand against the face of the cliff. A second, steam whistle-like cry, and another booming call came down from the plateau above. Curiosity pushed him to drag himself from the boulder onto the rock edifice. He swung an arm outside the top of the fissure and raised his head, just enough to allow his eyes to gaze across the surface of the plateau. A fusillade of booms from his side brought his head around, and the sudden movement sent a burning shaft of pain across the sharply defined, sunburnt muscles of his shoulders. The Marine saw long, dark shadows cast by the weak rays of a rising sun filling an open plateau dotted with massive, multicolored objects that looked like boulders, and the weak light of dawn brought recognition of the most amazing beast he had ever seen. A mountain of armor and muscle stood not more than 40 yards distant, a centrosaurus. It was a magnificent creature, ancestor of the even larger and most famous of all ceratopsid, the Triceratops. The Marine immediately mistook this beast for its progeny that would appear some 30 million years in the future. Twice his height and two times the mass of a rhino, it stomped the ground in anger with the force of a 3-ton pile driver. Fire brewed in its eyes as it swung its head, brandishing a broad purple neck shield of hard bone, reinforced by two flutes edged with horn-like points designed to protect its neck. A deadly and honey-colored horn projected from above each eye, and a third rose from the top of its sharp-nosed beak. Its eyes glowed as it snorted a challenge directly at the Marine. The call was answered by a thunderous reply from behind that nearly dislodged Martel's precarious hold on the fissure. The human's rapidly beating heart fluttered as he recognized the many boulders across the plain around him. He suddenly knew what they were. He was in the center of a herd of these massive creatures, and that very pissed-off bull across the field was pawing and stomping the ground in obvious preparation for a charge against a useful challenger standing just paces behind Martel. Another ear-splitting bellow and the bull charged. The rock-solid ground shook beneath the massive animal, and it gained speed with each thunderous step leading directly for the Marine. Frozen in fascination, he watched as it lowered its broad head while swinging its three horns back and forth on a track that abruptly swung directly at him, and the youthful challenger nervously pacing dangerously close to his back. The juvenile stomped the ground as if it was uncertain if it should charge or flee. Its thick tail swung back and forth in fearful reaction, lifting sprays of rock and sand into the air, projecting them to strike the human and rattle down the fissure. A flock of small feathered dinosaurs with long forearms had been hunting in the grass between the behemoths. They screamed and scattered across the plain in panic as the rest of the herd turned towards the commotion.